Thank you, Mr. President. And rooted in a humanitarian perspective, the Convention has achieved notable success and contributed to the efforts of peace and reconciliation by placing the human person at the center of concerns. The 25th anniversary of the entry into force now offers the chance not only to look back at what has been achieved, but it also prompts us to look ahead and what still remains to be attained. At a time when peace seems to give way to war, as conflicts grow and stability is increasingly put at risk, anti-personnel landmines continue to embody a dubious and artificial approach to security. Therefore, this delegation believes that it is important to convey a strong sense of renewed urgency and collective responsibility to make the Convention truly universal, achieve a world free from landmines, and properly assist victims. Mr. President, with regard to the proposed draft elements of the political declaration, we would like to share the following preliminary considerations. First, the enduring presence of landmines continues to hinder the integral human development of entire population, stalling the socio-economic growth of numerous communities. The Holy See recognizes and appreciates the profound connection between disarmament, landmine clearance, and integral human development, a connection that is deeply enshrined in this convention and merits full recognition. Two, the Holy See commends and supports the emphasis on innocent victims, particularly children. Mine victims, including far too many children, serve as a poignant reminder of the cruelty and devastation wrought by conflicts. Therefore, as we have previously emphasized during discussions on the action plan, it is imperative not to abandon them, but to ensure their full rehabilitation, socioeconomic reintegration, and the provision of psychological and also in spiritual assistance. Three, the Holy See appreciates the focus on prevention and risk education. In this context, this delegation would like to see the inclusion of a specific reference not only to risk awareness, but also to peace education. Four, this delegation notices that some of the specific frameworks mentioned in the draft do not bear direct relevance for the purpose and the subject matter of the review conference and of the Convention on Anti-Personnel Landmines. Five, as a final point, the Holy See wishes to propose the addition of a paragraph to recognize and commend the vital role played by the brave women and men who risk their lives in demining efforts. Tragically, as we are all too aware, some of the victims of landmines are also represented by those who are killed or injured while fulfilling this critical duty. Pope Francis often stressed the role of the deminers, defining their work as a concrete response to the universal call to be peacemakers, taking care of our brothers and sisters. In light of this, our suggested new paragraph will read somewhat along the following lines. And I quote, "We commend the vital role played by women and men engaged in the mine clearance operation of states, the United Nations, as well as non-governmental organizations, often risking their own lives and safety to release land and restore the security of affected communities." End of quote. Mr. President, we will share the drafting proposal with your team shortly. We are very flexible regarding the placement of this paragraph in the political declaration. And of course, we remain available to collaborate with you and with other delegation on the final drafting version of this paragraph that can be acceptable to all. However, as I said, we deem it very important and fair to acknowledge the role of the miners that are really on the front lines in the implementation also of the convention and encourage them to continue in such daunting tasks in the service of humanity. I thank you very much, Mr. President.